What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Welcome to the very first 26 Degrees Instant Reaction Podcast. This is a rapid reaction. We just finished watching the last game. I got my boy Meezy with me. We can't get a hold of the X. It's all good, though. You know, we kind of was prepared for that. It's going to be a short kind of just gut reaction to the game. Our beloved Hurricanes just fell 48-45 to North Carolina Tar Heels. So we're just going to kind of give y'all a little bit of instant feedback. You know, the moment just passed. Literally, we just lost probably 10 minutes ago. So this is fresh. The wound is fresh, and we're going to get into it a little bit. Meezy, how you feeling right now, my boy?
Man, I was going through a lot of emotions with this game, man. I'm a Kane to the death. I kind of wanted us to get cleared on just to get Diaz out of here. The closer we got back to my roots, and I was like, man, let's go Kane. And disappointed again, man. Let down. We fought at the end, but per usual, though, the second half, we down too much and trying to come back, man.
Couldn't agree more, man. Couldn't agree more.
Per usual.
And that's the thing. That's what's plagued us, because I told everybody before the season started, North Carolina was not a good team, and they aren't. They are not a good team. Unfortunately, we aren't either. The biggest difference is they can get it cranked up earlier than us, and that's been our biggest downfall under the Manny Diaz era, to be honest with you. The second half, to me, looked like a totally different team. It took a little while to get running, took a little while to get charged up, and that's what's been plaguing us. We continually start off entirely too slow. This was honestly probably our fastest start, and it still just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to keep pace, because if we started out pretty good, instead of a close loss, we would have had a close win. Unfortunately, we continue to start off sluggish and just not able to set the tone for what we would like to do out there. I'll tell you what, Meezy, let's start with a couple of things. You know, give me something you liked from the game. What was something you actually enjoyed from this game?
I'm going to bring up players first. Jalen Knighton. Love what I saw from Knighton. I do think Knighton's our best back. Might not be short yardage-wise, but he's our best back, more explosive. I like the fight we saw in the second half, but I feel like we always fight in the second half, but it's too late. It's too late in the second half. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I agree with you in that regard as well. I really feel like I enjoy the youth movement we saw more of today. I saw more of, you know, James Williams really has solidified himself as a starter. Cam Kitchens even took over for Bubba Bolden, I want to say. I'd love to look at the snap count. Of course, it's an instant, so I don't know for sure, but I guarantee you he played a very substantial amount of snaps. So I do enjoy that. It just makes more sense at this point, because one of the reasons we got down really early in this game was one of the first runs that they tore off against us. You had Bubba Bolden and Tecori Couch right there set up to make the tackle. And Bubba should have been the aggressor. He's the bigger guy. Should have been the more physical guy. And he stood there. Tecori tried to go for it. And again, you know, Tecori's a small guy. He tried to go for the tackle. The running back slipped out of it. And by that point, Bubba was completely out of position. and he tore off on us and pulled off a long run. But I did like that I saw the younger guys getting more play time in this game. I think that they've proven that they're just better than the guys that have been in front of them.
Hands down, man. There's no doubt about that. I like what I saw from James Williams. Has some costly penalties, but you can expect that from freshmen. But
right,
I love the attitude he's bringing, though, man. Putting his head in the ball. I love the aggression I saw from him. But we have some costly penalties from him.
But I live with that from a freshman.
You know? That's what I'm saying. You're gonna live with that. But what else did I like from the game? I mentioned Knighton, James Williams. I like how he fought in the second half. Van Dyke made some nice throws in that second half.
But, you know, it's funny you say that because it's the same thing. We haven't got to deal with the growing pains of him as well, because two of those interceptions he threw tonight, threw three total, two were absolutely just terrible throws that just – I was like, bro, you can't do that.
That second one, he threw it right to the –
it was a bunch of garbage. I was like, throw that ball right to him. Yeah, it was a big mix-up.
I don't care how old you are, what class you are, you can't make that throw.
Yeah, you can't throw it in that.
Yeah, you can't. That's literally – the coach is going to say – I don't see how he didn't see – we got white jerseys, North Carolina got blue jerseys. There's no way he saw the dude behind
him. He just threw it in a bunch of trash, right? He just threw it in a bunch of trash. What I did like from Van Dyke tonight, though, was his scrambling ability. He definitely showed, we were talking about it on the roll-up, and people were like, I was talking to CJ, and he's like, yeah, he was happy that Van Dyke was going to be the quarterback against FSU. I was like, well, be honest with you. Van Dyke's got some decent wheels. He's just got to work on decision-making, and that comes with the growing pains of being a young quarterback.
I mean, he had 9 rushes, 36 yards. I mean, that's not – that's
and it's probably like that's real more than that because you got to remember they it's probably more than that because sacks count negative yards at the collegiate level. So he probably rushed a little bit closer to 9 for maybe 60 or 70, to be honest with you. He just took too many sacks.
Right.
And again, these are growing pains, so I can live with that. What I really hated from this game was again the slow starts. I also wasn't a big fan of. I'll be honest with you. I thought the officiating, not to make excuses for us, but I thought the officiating was a little poor. Some bad calls cost us towards the end of the game, especially. But again, if you start fast, then again, this game was like the epitome of our worst hurting us. The things we do the absolute worst hurt us in this particular game. We start too slow, we get too many penalties, and we don't tackle well. And that's what killed us.
That tackling, man. Oh my gosh, like
we did better in the second half. But again,
Howell was still just bouncing off of tackles. Like it was like a ping pong machine. Like we're not wrapping up. It's crazy, man. We probably had the same amount of missed tackles this game we have the other games, man. These missed tackles is killing us.
Right.
We might have won the game if we tackled better, which is crazy.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And that goes back to coaching again. That's why. In my humble opinion, Manny Diaz has to go because it's these small nuances that are holding us back from greatness. We had the opportunity. If we played, just like he said, when we lost to Virginia, the fourth quarter effort was worth a W, but we took an L, right? It's because it takes us too long to start every single game. Now, what I watched, I watched the Florida LSU game earlier today, right? I watched a little bit of the Georgia-Kentucky game because that was on the same time as us. What I see in football right now kind of disgusts me because I'm old school. Defense is an afterthought at this point.
I'm old school too. I agree.
Yeah, it's honestly trash watching a lot of this. this defense out there, quote unquote defense, because it's awful. I'm like, bro, can't nobody get out here and just put a shot on somebody, get these guys to the ground like they should be? And today what we did was a perfect example of not getting out there and just playing just sound defense, not even great defense. So it put us in that hole, and that's why ultimately I feel like we lost. Bigger than that, though, and that's why I said is the culture of our team at this point is underachieving very early, tackling really poorly very early, and then somehow in the second half we flip a switch.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing the energy on the sideline in the second half. That has to be there in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to win a game doing that. You're
that's why.
Win games doing that.
Right, and that's why Stoops is on my hot board, because I'll be honest with you, Kentucky fought Georgia really well today. Aren't talented. They aren't nearly as talented as Georgia.
I watched that no game. Way near. I had the Miami game on the big screen and the Kentucky-Georgia on my iPad, so I was watching both.
Me too. Yep, me too.
Both. Right, I was watching both, so I was looking at Kentucky game. I'm like, man, Kentucky is still – I knew the score was probably going to be like that, but Kentucky fights, man. Stoops
they
fight.
Fought. They fought.
Yeah, man, they fight.
Very hard, very valiant.
Both halves, both halves.
And you're talking about a much better team than UNC. UNC's trash.
They trash.
They're trash. We lost to them, but they are trash. I'm not giving them no kudos for this W. I'm giving my coaching staff a big L on the forehead for our performance, because that's not a good team we lost
to. Off a bye week again. So I think as of now, Manny Diaz has more than 2 weeks to prepare, even including the offseason. I think he's 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
1-6.
He's 1-6 now. And this is why I told, you know, this game was closer than I expected, because I predicted this game 56-28. But bottom line, right, we lost. Cool. Well, not cool, but this still sticks to my prediction. Next week, NC State at home. NC State has been a pretty solid team. They gave us a hell of a game last year. I expect NC State to beat us at home. Then next week, we play Pitt. Pitt is number one in scoring in the
SEC. I think we go to
Pitt's on the road.
Pitt's on the road, right.
We go Pitt to is Pitt. On the road. So I absolutely expect to be 2-6 after the Pitt game. I told everybody I anticipate dropping 3 games in a row. My opinion hasn't changed at all. I think Tyler Van Dyke is going to get the opportunity to grow up and get better each week because he has no other choice. Garcia is hurt. Van Dyke's hurt. He's better than Matocha. So he's going to be the quarterback, and I expect him to grow. I don't think this kid's a bad quarterback. I don't. I really think he's a pretty good quarterback.
He just has to, you know what I'm saying, learn. He has to get more playing experience.
Right. He's got to take his
lumps.
Second half,
he was making a lot of real good throws, man.
Exactly.
And like you mentioned, too, running the ball. Like, he was scatting tonight, man. Getting some big first downs. He was scatting.
No, kid's got wheels.
Yeah, he has wheels. He has wheels. And I always knew that about him watching his high school film. He can run. And he's not Derrick King, but he can run.
I mentioned it on the roll-up. He's a 3-star athlete coming out of high school. Coming out of high school, he played baseball, football, and basketball. So he's talking about all-around athlete. And when I watch him run, he runs like an athlete. Kid's not bad. He just has to polish up some things, get his decision-making a little tightened up. And that's fine. We're dealing with a kid that hasn't had a lot of starts on his belt. So I think that he can put us in a good position to finish up the last couple of games of the year. I think I'll give y'all right now my prediction, the same prediction I had not too long ago. I anticipate going 2-6, and I believe they'll let Manny go then. And I honestly think we'll finish up our 4 games with wins. End up 6-6 under interim coach. I think at that point you will possibly see both quarterbacks because Garcia should be back by then. And then in the offseason, we'll have a legit quarterback competition. We'll have a new coach, so new coach won't have any bias. That is what I predict at this point.
That's a good prediction, man. I mean,
that's just what it is. That's just how I see it.
That's a solid prediction.
That's just how I see it. So, you know, Canes fans kind of, you know, strap in. Hopefully we, you know, get the correct hire and we can get this thing turned around. But tonight was just another Manny Diaz loss. Close but no cigar. Starting too little, too late. I saw some great playmaking from Knighton. I saw, James Williams came, you know, to play. I like that kid.
Our offensive Kitchens. Line is holding Knighton back too, man. Knighton's ready.
Right.
Knighton's ready. He led us in receiving and rushing tonight. Led us in receiving and rushing tonight. He's ready.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's ready.
I definitely like Knighton over Cam.
Well, Cam got hurt tonight, so we might not have no choice.
He did. Yeah, he did. And then, hell, we got Cody Brown now. So
Cody Brown scored. So he has three touchdowns this year, which I think is real good. I don't care who you're playing against. Three touchdowns for a true freshman halfway through the season. That's real good, man. I do want to mention this, though, and it's fun. This is so funny. The Virginia game. Miami fans was torn. Diaz should have tried for the touchdown instead of kicking the field goal. Tonight, we tried for the touchdown instead of kicking the field goal, and we still catch that L. What you think?
Well, tonight, I will say this, and this is the difference. The difference is the field goal would have won the game against Virginia. I still think Manny made the right choice. I got no problem with that. That kicker can make that field goal, should have made that field goal, should have won the game. That's how it should have went. Tonight, you know, we should have been aggressive because a field goal only ties it. So it made sense that we went for that. We just didn't make the plays down the stretch when it was truly crucial. I think the guys in general play pretty well. We just, you know, a play or two away. And that's just
That's the same story for the last.
I was about to say. That's exactly what I was about to say. I'm not excusing it because it is the same story. We've heard it time and time again, and it gets old. We don't want to hear it anymore. And I think that's the difference in the culture that you bring through coaching that gets us over the hump. Manny has recruited some decent talent here, but the truth of the matter is the culture hasn't cultivated the best players being on the field at all times and a level of competition being extremely stringent.
Which is why we had that issue at practice this week with bumping the heads with the upperclassmen and the underclassmen. That's the culture Manny Diaz has set.
And he just wanted to change it. And it's like, Manny, too little, too late, bro. I heard, I forget where I heard this on. Oh, I was listening. Shout out to the Orange Bowl boys. Great pod they do over there. Another good Miami Hurricanes pod. They interviewed Alonzo Highsmith, and Alonzo Highsmith spoke on the culture over at Alabama. And one thing he brought out was Nick Saban will deal with mothers, fathers, uncles, whoever, come along and say, hey, my son, nephew should be starting. And he said that Nick Saban will tell them, well, if you can go get me five guys that agree, then I'll start them. Mm-hmm. And you know what he knows? Ain't happening. So we ain't got nothing to talk about. So, you know, I applaud that from Nick's side. And it speaks to the culture of a winning program, a competitive program, and one that's just getting by. So, yeah, we actually have a Canes fan, Joel. He's tapping in with us this evening. So I'm going to let Joel get in here and speak his piece. One second. Let's get a brother opportunity to say what he got to say. All right, Joel, you live with us, bro.
Hey, you hear us, Joel?
I can barely hear y'all. It probably got real low.
We can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to
you coming through. Yeah, you coming through fine. Like I said, okay. Bro, you don't even need the you don't even need the video. If you can just go straight audio.
So yeah, what's up, man? There you go.
There you go. And just speak in. So what's up, man? How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling all right. Just me personally, but about this game. You know, I told my friend Mike that I figured this game was gonna be a shootout because I kind of saw how our offense was kind of moving the ball last week, so I thought it would carry over to the day. But
yeah, he said that.
Yeah,
I'm shocked it was a shootout because this first time we scored 30 points this year.
I don't know. I don't know how I knew. I just kind of get the feeling sometimes when it's kind of like when, like you said, we don't score a lot, so it's kind of bound to happen some games. So I figure it'll kind of be today. So it's kind of like one of those things. Like, yeah, if it doesn't happen in a while, it's like bound to happen.
North Carolina gave us 7 with that pick 6. What was that? The second drive of the game, too. So I was surprised about it being a shootout, too. I think the defense bided down some in the second half. The offense got it together. But like Ellen, I was saying before you got on, Joel, that's Miami football, second half football, and it's always too late. It's always too late, man.
Yeah. So what's your overall feelings on the game altogether?
It's just how I feel about every week. Like I was not surprised at all what I saw. I kind of knew it was going to have another late comeback loss. I like Tyler Van Dyke's heart. He showed a lot of heart. Now him crying at the end of the game, you know, I guess it's good to show your passion, but I'm kind of figuring like, man, I guess he's working hard throughout the week. So I guess he can react like that. But me as a fan, like I'm not crying over this, like, this game doesn't really mean much. And I'll say one more thing. Like, I don't know if y'all saw the the 4th and 21 where we converted that 4th down. We did not get that 1st down. So
yeah, we definitely didn't get that 1st down.
I was telling my brother, like, all right, no, I don't like that. Even if we win the game, I don't really like that, because if that would have happened to us, I would be cursing out the TV right
yeah,
now.
We was a good 2 yards short.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. It was close.
It wasn't 2 yards. It was about 8.
It was about a half yard.
The only reason I can live with that was because
that was some bullshit.
We caught a horrible late hit. We caught a horrible late hit, right?
We caught a couple of those.
I was like, bro, ain't no way in hell you just called a late hit on that tackle. It was a horrible call, which helped extend itself. So it was a little bit of the football guys balancing things out. So I can live with that. But yeah, we definitely were short on that play. About 6 to 8 inches, Paul.
Yeah, they didn't even review it, which I thought was funny.
Man,
too.
I loved it. I was like, thank you. About time something went our way. So
I was gonna say, like, yeah, it's about time somebody fuck with us on some shit like that. Yeah. We always get screwed over on that.
We deserve a moment.
We didn't get not one call that whole game. If you really think about it, we didn't get not one call. Everybody talked about the calls, but I mean I can't stand McCloud, but that late hit on McCloud, I mean, come on, man.
That was a bad call.
Come
too.
On, man.
Yeah, it was. It was. But again, it speaks to the slow nature start of us. If we got ahead earlier. Again, this game would have went our way 48-45 the other way, or 45-42, whatever the final score was. That's the difference. We just keep barely losing instead of barely winning. And this was a game that we should have barely won, because both teams are not good, but they have the ability to jump out the gate, hold it down, and then we don't. So
And there was a point in that game, I don't know if it was like towards the end of the half or like the start of the, no, it was towards the end of that first half, that we had some momentum, but we just couldn't he couldn't finish the drive. But I think Van Dyke threw that pick. That's what it was. He threw the interception. But it was a moment where we had some momentum and we was about to probably like catch back up and maybe even take the lead.
Right,
and,
take the lead. You know, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Like you said, that's just kind of where we're at. We just don't know how to. I won't say
seize the moment. Seize the moment.
We don't.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not
we just. It, there you go. We can't seize the opportunity in our hands.
Right. That's our problem. Right, or is it? Are we just cursed at this point?
Man, it's a mixture. I'll say this: there's times where a coach can only put you in position to do so much. It's on you at that moment to make the play. We have lacked in that. I'm okay when it's the younger guys. I have an issue when it's the guys that have been here for many years that just won't seize the moment. So that has plagued us for far too long. But I think you put the young guys out there, you keep giving them opportunities, and I believe eventually they will capitalize on it. So y'all got anything else, man? We ain't gonna hang out too long because we gotta do another show.
Let me ask Joel real quick too. Mm-hmm. And Joel, we appreciate you for calling in, man. So what do you think happens with Diaz after this game? So a lot of Canes fans thought, okay, if it's a blowout, Diaz probably getting fired tomorrow. So we fought back, we still lost. We're 2-4 right now, 0-2 in ACC play. What do you think happens with Diaz? Knowing how the administration is, what do you think happens with Diaz?
Diaz is going to stay up. And he's going to stay the coach, probably at least to the end of the year. I don't see them firing him. Oh, yeah, and I want to say something about, like, our administration, about, you know, our board of trustees. Let's get it straight. It's not like we don't care. We care about winning. We just don't know what we're doing.
That's a good point. We just don't know what we're doing.
That's the thing.
When we were talking about the Diaz hire, I said, listen, bro, he didn't do that to sabotage us. Blake James just don't know what the fuck he doing. He thought it was a good hire. And I didn't even hate it. I just went, well, bro, you still got a vet. Who else wants the job? And then weigh it up. And see who wants the job and then make a decision. They're not trying to lose. It's just what the fuck he's doing.
Exactly.
You don't do that at all, man.
You don't hire a first-time coach. I know he was on the staff and he knows, you know, he knows the area. He knows the very much system that we was already in. But you just don't do that at Miami.
Yeah,
you don't hire no project like
Randy Shannon. We did it with Randy Shannon. You know, we have done it, and that's been the problem. We haven't taken the time to truly vet good candidates and then make a decision. So, again, Blake James didn't do that to sabotage us. When you don't know better, how you going to do better? Guy don't know what he's doing. So that's it.
Yeah, this man, I was looking at
and DS I refuse to believe that people don't want this job. They want this job.
It's not a bad job.
I refuse to believe that.
It's not a bad job. If we get talked about on college game day, it's not a bad job. Because if it was a bad job, they're not going to mention us.
Nobody
would
mention it. Right.
But I think there's two things that we have to do if we really want to turn, like, bring Miami football back. But this may be like the two most unrealistic things. But we need our, what I'm about to say is probably impossible. But we need our own on-campus stadium because we need our own identity. We need our own thing. We have to have our own, like, down to the frequency of this thing. We need our own thing for real. We have to have our own on-campus stadium, and we need to increase the attendance of student attendance in Miami. I'm sorry. I know those are two impossible things, but we have to do those
hand in hand. Those go hand in hand. USF. Go ahead, Al.
No, I'll speak very briefly. I was going to say I'm going to speak on this more on the big show. So y'all tune into the roll up. This show should be out Sunday morning. But I'm going to speak to this a little bit more because I agree with you to an extent. But I also, after listening to Alonzo Highsmith interview, it definitely made me feel like we just, even back then, they understood the challenge of Miami and they took it on. That's what we need. But go ahead, Measy. I ain't gonna hold you.
USF in Tampa, so they're playing Raymond James. They're already making plans to start to build their own on-campus stadium. Once they do that, we'll be the only big school in Florida, which is Florida, Florida State, Miami, UCF, FAU, FIU, including us. We'll be the only school to not have our own on-campus stadium. We have five national championships. We don't have an on-campus stadium. And that goes hand-in-hand with, Joel, what you're saying with getting the students and more people in the stands. That's a good, 40-minute drive, L, from Miami to to Hard Rock? It's a good 40, 45-minute drive with traffic.
I mean, and have you seen the student section? It's pathetic.
It's pathetic, and you can't solve one without solving the other.
But so I'll say this and wrap it up. That's not new. Even when we had the Orange Bowl, it wasn't 45, but it was like 25. It was still a drive. And even back then, if you wasn't balling, they ain't showing up. Period.
It's Miami, man. It's a lot of Miami. Miami.
I will say though, like times has kind of changed. That's why I say like
that too, Joel. Need that.
Times have changed. We need to have a legitimate home field advantage. Like that's what we really need right now. We need to have enough students to where good or bad, the fans are coming out cheering that crowd. I was just at the Florida game two weekends ago against Tennessee. Against
Tennessee, right.
It don't matter how good or bad they are. Those fans are going to show up and cheer their fucking ass off for their team. Well, that gives the team juice. That gives the team confidence, and it gives the team, like, some adrenaline.
I'm going to tell you
that helps our team out.
You're right, but I'm going to tell you this. That's just the challenge of Miami. It'll never be that. And I like that about us, believe it or not. I don't want you just there because, oh, it's the team. Nah, give me a competent product, and then I show up and say, hey, now I got your back.
And there's so much to do in Miami. Like, if you look at Gainesville, Tuscaloosa, that's the only thing going on.
That's it, right.
Miami,
right.
Come on, man.
That's the challenge.
Miami has foreigners flying into Miami just to go to Miami. Like, it's a big place, so it's always stuff to do, man.
So believe it or not, some people may think I'm full of shit, but I'll be honest with you. I love that about Miami. I think they set the right tone of, man, if you ain't got shit to show me, I got something else to do, period. If it ain't worth showing up, I got something else I could be doing. But if you give me a product worth showing up for, and that means you got to win every week. That's not what we're asking. We're asking for a competent product on the field.
And that's I look at it like this, though. Are you really asking like one or two human beings to just put all that pressure on one or two human beings where they already have all the resources and like all the things on the outside or whatever that's helping them out to really say, oh, man, this is Monday morning. I'm getting up this morning. I'm going to work for Miami. Do I have everything in place to really just feel that way as a coach?
So you're saying the AD and the president, are they really like waking up thinking we got to get Miami football together?
I think that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the fuck.
Now they probably
right. That's what I really think. They just don't know what they're doing.
They
just don't know what they're doing.
But anyway, hey, Joel, thank you for calling in, man. We're gonna wrap this.
Yeah, my boy Joel, man, straight out of Duval, man. He a diehard man.
We appreciate you, bro. We're gonna
Yeah, we're gonna get through, man.
Sooner or later. We're gonna we'll have another show. Obviously, our regular show will be dropping on Fridays, but I want to get an opportunity to do an instant reaction, a rapid reaction show. So here you have it. I appreciate you all for tuning in. Hit us up anytime y'all want to kick it with us. Email, DM, voicemail, all of that's available. Go check the Twitter account. Thank you so much. We'll be back. Go Canes.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.